I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United Nations is still grappling with a devastating failure in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This past summertime, hundreds of civilians were raped by armed groups in the Walikale region. UN peacekeepers were stationed nearby, but they failed to act. Today, the UN Security Council heard a briefing on the matter. The World's Jeb Sharp looks at what more can be done to prevent these atrocities.
The scale and brutality of the sexual violence in eastern Congo is not a new story, but this incident was particularly shocking. More than 300 people, mostly women but also men and boys, were raped over the course of several days. Margaret Wallström, the UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, says it could happen again.
The peacekeepers have to become much better in catching the early warning signals that were there. You know, when these rebel groups are on the move, when they start to block off roads, when they start to pillage or loot these small villages, then you can assume rape.
Annika van Woudenberg of Human Rights Watch agrees. She says UN peacekeepers have to patrol more often and to be more visible in the communities they're trying to protect. And they have to ask questions.
There was a patrol that was done in the days as this was unfolding, but the UN peacekeepers didn't know that rape was happening. They hadn't spoken to women in that particular case. So I think one of the lessons learned here is that peacekeepers need to be asking the right questions and asking the right questions of the right people, not just talking to men or not just talking to the community leaders, but proactively seeking the view of women.
Van Woudenberg says that's especially true in eastern Congo, where an estimated 250,000 women and girls have been raped in the past decade. Lisa Shannon wrote a book about the sexual violence in Congo called A Thousand Sisters. She says it's not surprising no one in Walikale told the peacekeepers what was happening.
One of the issues people have talked about is that the UN wasn't notified, that perhaps one patrol drove through the area but no one told them. Well, I'm trying to imagine who the Congolese woman is that would flag down a foreign man and tell them she was just raped.
You have to establish strong relationships with the community, Shannon says, and that means getting peacekeepers out of the barracks and out of their vehicles.
I'm not an expert on how you train military to reach the hearts and minds of locals, but I do know simple things like getting out of the car, shopping at the local market, saying hello would probably make a big difference.
UN peacekeeping officials acknowledge the failure in Walikale. Spokesman Nick Birnbach says it has shaken people throughout the UN.
From our perspective and from a human perspective, that's really hard to come to grips with, that you're there and that you fail in the most fundamental of your mandates, which is to try to do everything you can to protect the vulnerable populations of the Congo.
Birnbach agrees the UN mission can do a lot more, including better communication and intelligence gathering. For a start, it's working to get more radios and cell phones into the villages so people can stay in touch with UN bases. But Birnbach says more expensive fixes are harder to come by.
The first thing that comes to mind is helicopters, that in dealing with these distances, if we had more air assets to move around, we would be able to get to these places in a more timely fashion when we get news that things are happening. That we don't have the helicopters. The helicopters are provided by the member states, and we have a great deal of difficulty in getting them to provide them.
Peacekeeping in eastern Congo is notoriously challenging because of the vast distances, forested terrain, and lack of roads. In the end, though, peacekeeping is only a band-aid. The larger task is to tackle the root causes of conflict and to end the near total impunity for crimes of sexual violence. There was a bit of good news in eastern Congo last week when one of the alleged perpetrators of the Walikale attacks was apprehended. One human rights advocate said, "That was a good day. We need more of them." For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.